Jonathan Anser's interview with the eight-legged co-star of My Octopus Teacher imagines what the famous octopus might say about the human who kept disturbing it. Back in the real world, though, here are some glimpses into what went on behind the scenes of making this globally acclaimed film.
There are many reasons I have for studying octopus, but the real spark, the tremendous excitement I had was when my octopus teacher, this extraordinary animal, reached out to me, but then actually put her trust in me and came out of her den and moved around in the great African sea forest with no fear of my presence, let me into her secret world and showed me behaviors I couldn't ever imagine that I would see. This really started my mind coming alive and started to make me want to know more and more about her world, about the octopus world. And she became this extraordinary teacher for me. And it made me curious to know more and more and to try to understand what one might call octopus language, why she takes certain shapes, why she changes color, how she hunts, how she deals with predators, how she deals with prey. She does extraordinary things like geometry. She can find her way in the forest. She has a map in her head of the whole forest. And the more I got to know her and her secret world, the more excited I got about nature itself, and the more I fell in love with the natural world and realized that when she breathes, we breathe. When she thrives, we thrive. And when she dies, we die. We are woven with the same thread. Humans and the natural world are woven with the same thread. And we are totally reliant on each other. And it's one of the greatest things that she taught me was this love that we have for the wild that goes back to the very beginning of our time on this planet.